Podcast, your daily fix for everything from the world of sports on First Post.
Welcome to this podcast, the daily sports update on First Post, where we discuss briefly the big sports headlines of the day. My name is Brian, and let's begin. We begin with hockey. India fight to stay alive another day in the Women's Hockey World Cup. The Indian team made it through to the playoffs of the 2018 World Cup after managing a 1-1 draw against an equally strong and high-ranked United States. The Indian team needed a draw against the leaders from the US if it wanted to stay alive and any hopes of progressing after a draw against England and a loss to Ireland. The Americans scored their goal quickly in the 11th minute of the match. India's captain Rani Rampal scored the equalizer in the 31st minute to draw level in their final Pool B match. India finished third in Pool B and qualified along with England and Ireland for the knockout stage of the World Cup, while USA was eliminated. Rampal said after the match, "We knew we had to take our chances against the strong US team and we made sure we earned this draw which keeps us in the competition." India is up against Italy in the playoffs on the 31st. If the team wins, it faces Ireland in the quarterfinals on the 2nd of August. The Tour de France 2018 has come to an end and the race leader Geraint Thomas has won his first Tour de France title. The Welshman was the steadiest rider from the beginning and remained the strongest through the Alps and the Pyrenees. On Sunday, he brought to a wonderful culmination his journey from a support rider to a champion of international cycling's marquee event. Race leader Thomas held on to his lead of 1 minute and 51 seconds over Dutchman Tom Dumoulin during the largely ceremonial final stage. Chris Froome of Britain, Thomas's teammate and last year's winner, finished in third place, over 2 minutes behind overall. Geraint Thomas was a support rider when Chris Froome won his 4 Tour de France titles, including 2017. However, the reigning champ crashed early in this year's race and failed to keep up in the mountains. His teammate Geraint Thomas proved his team's strongest rider and maintained it through nearly all the stages to finish in first place. Formula One news now, and Lewis Hamilton won the Hungarian Grand Prix on Sunday to extend his lead in the 2018 season. Hamilton finished ahead of Sebastian Vettel and Kimi Raikkonen to grab 25 points. It was a hot day at the Hungaroring after the rain drenched qualifying on Saturday, where Hamilton won pole position, and the reigning champ never relented, leading the race from start to checkered flag. Vettel, who began in fourth, finished second while Raikkonen stood third on the podium. After 12 races, defending champion Hamilton with 213 points has a 24-point lead on his rival in this season, Sebastian Vettel of Ferrari, who has 189. The team standings are even more closely matched, with Mercedes just 10 points ahead of Ferrari. Lewis Hamilton accepted that the Ferraris look very impressive this year. He said, "There's still a lot of work to do because Ferrari are slightly ahead of us. They had the pace this weekend. Today, I had them covered, but had they been on pole, we would have struggled." The season goes into summer break and resumes on the 26th of August with the Belgian Grand Prix. There are 9 races remaining in the 2018 season. A little spotlight on India's Asian Games preparations now. Javelin thrower Neeraj Chopra won a gold at the Savo Games in Lapinlahti, Finland. 20-year-old Chopra's throw went 85.69 meters, 3 meters clear of the best attempt by Chao Sun Cheng of Chinese Taipei. The 22-year-old Taiwanese is one of Chopra's closest rivals for the upcoming Asian Games. He is the only Asian thrower to have thrown the javelin beyond 90 meters. Chopra's personal best, a national record of 87.49 meters, was achieved during the first leg of the 2018 Diamond League meeting in Doha. He is also leading the Asian charts this season, ahead of Cheng and Ahmed Badr Magur of Qatar, who has a season best of 83.71 meters. Chopra, the current Commonwealth Games gold medalist, is training in Finland as preparation for August's Asian Games that will be held in Indonesia.
Sportcast, your daily fix for everything from the world of sports on First Post.